match. It was the international with England at Twickenham. And I was one of those people who was given a ticket with two or three other people. And we were in the front row of the pitch. And the idea was that we would be a diversion, and then one of the other members of the group would run up to the goalposts and lock themselves on a lock-on onto the goalposts and hold up the game and make the activity. Well, I can't remember who were the other people. There were probably about three or four of us. And we were sitting there on the benches at the side of the pitch. And we got up and we went onto the pitch. And we had to be, I think, quite courageous, really, because the place was swarming with police. We were surrounded by pro-rugby supporters. Anyway, we got onto the pitch and immediately we were stopped and we sat down. And they started to drag us. But we got all the attention. And then this other person got to the goalpost and then did locked on. But the police were obviously well prepared and they had bolt cutters and it didn't last long. But it got quite a lot of publicity and it would have been seen by 80,000 people.
There's a film clip of that.
Oh, there is a film clip. Okay, well, again, it was successful. It worked. And that was, again, the small subgroup that worked. In this case, though, we did it with Peter Hain because we had to get the tickets and things. And what I particularly remember is having been stopped, being picked up, and then carried out, and we were carried down the side of the pitch in front of all these rugby supporters. And as we went, I was being carried. I can't remember where the others were. That was my Committee of 100 experience, not to walk, but the man they carried. And as I was very heavy, and I was very experienced at going limp, you became much heavier if you do that. So it took at least four bulky policemen. But as we got carried, all these supporters were kicking us, you know. They were thumping us and kicking us. And it was a slightly daunting experience. I don't remember being too badly injured, but I do remember being kicked quite hard by a whole number of people. So I think all those activities contributed to building up the fact that the cricket tour was going to be impossible.